It's Monday, August 31st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The laptop shortage continues. Google sees the ethical opportunity too. And iPhone users may not need a COVID app anymore. This is the Business of Tech. With September almost here, back-to-school coverage is gearing up, and I want to highlight a piece in Recode outlining the laptop and tablet shortage. Notably, while other portions of the supply chain have improved, the laptop shortage is still going on and appears to have no sign of ending. The article cites the administration's sanctions issued in July as one of the reasons for the shortage. Combined with the unpredictability of the pandemic, the situation is particularly bad for lower-income students. Why do we care? There's a bit of politics crossing with business here. Without making a statement about whether or not the sanctions are good, we can observe that having them is making the supply chain more restricted. Note that this is limiting the ability to solve customer needs. It's also notable this is before the holiday season, when we have expectations it will likely surge again. The other reason to care about this is ensuring the digital divide is addressed for students. My take is this: as a business owner, you want as many potential customers as possible. Ensuring students have access to learning tools and technology is both an immediate customer base, but also a customer base for the future. Having tech-savvy students leads to tech-savvy customers. Google has plans to launch new AI ethics services before the end of the year, with initial plans to offer advice on tasks such as spotting racial bias in computer vision systems or ethical guidance that govern AI projects, with an eye to move into audits beyond, per reporting in Wired. Why do we care? In a video I released on May 4th, I outlined how leveraging ethics can be an opportunity. Leveraging frameworks like the Contract for the Web allows providers to work with their customers and determine what is the ethical way to handle data. Google is validating that business opportunity here. They, too, see the opportunity in selling those services. There's something very consultant in selling services to fix a problem you helped create, although that does not devalue the services. There's high value here for customers and clearly a need. Leverage that. Apple is preparing a software update that could allow iPhone users to opt in to their COVID-19 exposure notification technology without the need for a third-party app. Previously reported, these apps have not had widespread implementation. Why do we care? There are two reasons to watch this story. First, will technology like this actually make a difference in tracking health data? So far, there's no evidence either way. Second, will removing the friction from the process help? If there's one less step, you get a pop-up rather than having to actively add an app, will there be greater adoption? I'm interested in this both specifically on COVID-19, but also in knowing a bit more about the way technology like this can best be deployed. Watch and see. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Today's episode brought to you by our Patreon supporters. Patreons get access to all the stories as written versions on our new businessof.tech website. Get a daily digest, be able to easily access all those links, and get full versions of the stories as searchable resources. Patreons support the site directly with our Give What You Want model. You determine what you think it's worth, and that's what you can give and support the site and get access to all that additional content. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.